Marketing at all will always be a combination of perception, organic buzz, influencer and affiliates, and customer acquisition and retention.
Welcome friends to The Growth Genius. My name is Kaushal Thakkar. I am the founder of Infidigit and your host for this show. Today, I have a special guest with me, Divya Dixit, who is the Senior Vice President of Direct Revenue, Marketing and Analytics at Alt Balaji. Over the last two decades, she has grown several businesses and built multiple brands across digital, broadcasting, telecom, music, and retail industry. Our topic for today is how Alt Balaji became one of the most popular OTT platforms in India. Me and Divya both are joining this conversation from our homes because of the COVID situation. So kindly excuse us for the disturbance. Now let's join Divya in this session. Hi Divya. How are you doing during this COVID times?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me here. And I'm grateful to the people who are going to take their time out and listen to me talking. I think COVID are difficult times and all of us are going through the same. I here wish that, you know, all of us go through this and come out unscathed and, you know, wiser, healthier, wiser.
Definitely. And it has been really good for the digital industry itself. The numbers are all skyrocketing across all the places, or be it OTT or e-commerce. So that's a blessing in disguise for the digital world.
It's a little odd that this has been a blessing for digital, not the way that digital world, I'm sure, would have wanted it. But of course, it has given us a huge boost in the, because what has happened is, if you look at it, content has gone digital, right? Mm-hmm. Due to the paucity of the options now available with the consumer, the footfalls have migrated on digital, whether it be music, whether it be video, whether it be entertainment, whether it be news, whether it be sports. Everything is now being consumed digitally by the audience. I think it's also to do with the fact that it has the convenience of anytime, anywhere, and however much I want. So as a consumer, you end up controlling everything, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's the control mechanism which is in hand of the consumer, which is making this platform very popular. Then, of course, the consumer on this platform is now spoiled for choices.
Yes, definitely.
So, for example, if you look at OTT platforms, you have 40 plus OTT platforms, and, you know, music apps and sports apps and news apps. So the list goes on.
True. Even with this plethora of choices available, we really appreciate how Alt Balaji has been growing over the last many months. So anything specific which you would like to share around what role the content which you are creating on this OTT platforms play?
Content is always going to be the king. Right? Content will always be the main product and the crux of an OTT platform, right? Let me, in fact, extrapolate it and say whether an OTT platform or a music platform, or for that matter, news, or for that matter, sports, or for that matter, even gaming, right? Content need not just be a short format series or a big format series. So content is always going to be the game. But I have always said that the advantage of the digital is that the content can be segmented. In a platform itself, you have the advantage of creating content basis the insights you have on your consumer segments, basis the returns on the product, and depending on how you want to create your catalog and what is the kind of base that you're willing to look at. So at all, we've spent almost 3 years studying our consumer segments, studying the product's returns, understanding what insights every product is getting in terms of the time spent by the audience, at what point of time are the audience dropping off, what are the content quirks that the audience are liking or disliking, which has allowed us to create content at also a very affordable cost. Because let's not forget that digital is also about affordability if you want to truly penetrate, right? Mm-hmm. So keeping all these things in mind, we've managed to figure that content can be created basis analytics. But ultimately, even if you create content basis analytics, it has to tell a unique narrative. So at best, mm-hmm. I as a marketer can tell you, listen, I want to create a content with this kind of a storyline for this kind of segment, for these kind of cities. But then ultimately, it is the content creator who has to tell that unique storyline. And mind you, the digital content is extremely different from the content that you get on television. I have seen platforms trying to replicate it by saying, okay, jo TV pe aa raha hai, wahi digital pe chala do. It has fallen flat as a strategy. it has absolutely fallen flat as a strategy because people will not pay you for it. When people come on digital, they are looking for exceptionally different content from the broadcast content. So content also has to be created as per the platforms. And we at Balaji know that very well. We have BTL, which is Balaji Telefilms production, and we create a lot of television shows, you know, catering to every major GEC channel in the country. We are Balaji Motion Pictures, we create movies, and we are All Balaji, which is the digital arm, and we create segmented content for our audiences. So that is where we are.
Perfect. So Divya, while content has its own role, what we are seeing, especially for Alt Balaji, that it has become popular across the masses and across age groups. What is the marketing strategy that is creating such a massive reach?
So at Alt, we follow a very different marketing strategy from the other OTT players. See, we are one of the smallest platforms with one of the smallest budgets, right? Mm-hmm. And I, as a marketer today, also wear the hat of direct revenue. For every penny that I spend, I need to look at the fact that how much am I earning back? And the constant mandate is, you know, from the board, that whatever that you're spending, you have to bring back home at least triple of your spends. It's a very interesting analogy because then every marketer in my team is mm-hmm. very, very responsible for any penny that he comes asking me. Because I'm going to turn around and question, listen, you spent this money. What did you get for me in terms of engagement, clicks, et cetera, et cetera? So it's a very numbers-driven team that I have. So that's one mm-hmm. aspect of it. The other aspect is that we rely a whole lot on public relations and social media. In social media, we just don't do FB and Instagram posts, right? We do a lot of YouTube seeding. We work with a lot of influencers and micro-influencers network. Of course, one does the normal round of FB, Instagram, Twitter, because those are a given in today's date and age. But looking at these channels for earned media, right? Because they are the ones that are going to create the imagery. They are the ones that are going to create the hype, the buzz, etc. But when it comes to customer acquisition, which is also my team's job over here, and we have a specific, very sharp performance marketing team that does that, we're looking at a huge amount of affiliates network as well. Plus, we've understood that, you know, when you make influencers responsible for bringing in their fan base and bringing in their consumers, their viewers onto the platform, that also works beautifully. So, for example, we have certain shows coming up where we have taken in and casted these Instagram influencers, like a recent one, Bhavin Bhanushali and Sameeksha Sood, right, for Who's Your Daddy Part 2.
Yes.
They are huge TikTokers who've now shifted onto Instagram because TikTok shut in India. But we are seeing huge traction on this show because of that. Now, that base is going to come and add on my app, right? So I'm going to leverage Instagram heavily along with their presence on Instagram. Now, those are the kind of marketing techniques that we constantly use product to product to understand what's viable, what will work on this particular product, what will give me maximum benefit with the minimum of the spends. And literally, that's how we're constantly doing marketing at Alt Balaji. I mean, I don't get up and, for example, paint the town red with hoardings. That's not going to give me any returns. That's not going to tell me how many people actually got added. Digital is a far more ROI intensive platform. But yes, if it is a product like, let's say, a mental hoard, where you have a Karishma Kapoor debuting on digital, right? Or if it is a Bichu Ka Khel, which is a Divendu-led product who's become a big face now. For some shows, you will end up doing outdoor, etc., airports, etc., because of perception, correct? So marketing at all will always be a combination of perception, organic buzz, influencer and affiliates, and customer acquisition and retention. I have spoken to you about the retention part, which is largely led by our engagement tool, our retention tool, and our recommendation tool. See, a customer who's with you, reviving that customer and retaining that customer is always going to be cheaper than acquiring a new customer, right?
Definitely.
And we focus a lot on that as well. So that is very much a part of the entire slab to piece it together. So this is how the marketing piece entirely flows. Marketing largely for us is a tool to the business. We don't see marketing separately. For me today, the way that we are scaling up the business, content is also becoming a tool for the business. So while content is king, while content narratives are unique, but content, marketing, product, tech, they're all tools to the business that we want to create.
Definitely. And the 3x ROI, which the team is delivering under your guidance, that's really commendable. Not many OTT platforms are able to get such a kind of massive returns on investment on their marketing investments today. So
yes.
Really appreciate what you have been doing at Alta Balaji.
Yes, correct. I think it's to do with the fact that when you have money, and I come from another platform where my budgets were much larger, when you have lots of money, mm-hmm. you tend to become a little, let me put it for the want of a better word, less innovative. But when you know that you have only these many resources, but your targets are such, right? And then there is this passion and ambition and drive to create a new business, you end up becoming far more innovative, understanding how is it that I scale up the business. And I think that's what the teams at Alt, whether it be content, whether it be marketing, whether it be performance, whether it be direct revenue or product and tech, are all working towards. It's a common goal that one works towards.
True. Very true. And when we speak of marketing, and definitely we are speaking of the users also along with marketing. So how has been the user growth journey for Alta Balaji?
So when you say user growth, I'm assuming that you're talking about the user retention strategy, because typically a user growth journey will happen for the fact that, listen, I had a consumer who had happened in 2017. Have I been able to retain that consumer through 2020 December, right?
True.
And what are my chances of retaining that consumer for future?
Okay.
Like I said earlier also in my conversation, that OTT platforms are becoming extremely cutthroat now. OTT platforms are probably taking the place which the GEC channels used to have once upon a time, where, you know, the TRP game and the TRP wars were always on. Today, there is no loyalty. If you look at the average Google report, which just came out, it says an average consumer is only willing to look at 1.5 to 2 apps per mobile app, right? Because A, there is the paucity of bandwidth, and B, the fact that you're not looking to pay for more than 2 apps. So with OTT apps in the market, it's a constant struggle. In that scenario, I think more for user growth, it is critical that you as a brand, first of all, stand out and convey your message to your users. So at Alt, we've been very consistent from the very beginning, saying that, listen, we'll stand for Hindi originals. We do not have acquired content. We do not acquire movies. For us as a business model, those don't work out, right? So what works out is the fact that we create our own originals and we launch them. It works in two ways. A, and this answers your user growth and your user journey question as well. A, if you have something which is exclusive, the user is bound to come to you if you create enough noise about the product, right? And if the user identifies with the product. The second part is, if that product which you've initially launched is a super hit and you're moving into a season two, then A, you're going to retain the consumer. B, you're going to grow the users at the back of it. Right? So that's one aspect that we have for user growth and user journeys we've very critically worked upon in the last 3 years. What for user growth, what we have extensively also worked on as a strategy is that we are going to attack the masses of the country. So we're not interested in the upper creme de la creme of this country. I mean, these are the conversations that I have even with the promoters of the group. But there's absolutely zero point of me trying to attack and take them away from a Netflix or an Amazon. It makes zero sense, you know. And it's not because they're giants. It's because there is a certain snob value and the users are only 5% of the country. I am more interested in those 95% people of the country who can pay my penetrative pricing and can relate to my content. For example, I'm a small town girl, right, Kaushal? When I go back and I see all these women and men on their mobile consuming so much of video content, that's the market we want to look at. Because those are the ones who can pay my affordable pricing, 100 rupees, 300 rupees. They are not looking for snob value. They are looking for content that can entertain them, you know, and it's not intimidating. Let me put it like that. I have spoken to so many small town people on my journeys where people have said, "Arey, वहाँ पे क्या देखें कई बार समझ नहीं आता." For example, and I don't want to name people, you know, there are eclectic Hindi originals and Hindi movies which get launched on these global giants. Those are not understood by them. Right? They don't relate to it. They're forever wondering ki ye kya tha. Whereas when you come to Alt Balaji and you play a Bichu Ka Khel or you play a Code M, it's a story set in the local context with a local unique storytelling, with a local unique flavor, with the local unique settings and the local stars. Mm-hmm. So it's very relatable. right? And probably that's why we're able to attract masses and we're able to create a content pipeline that will be really conducive to the user growth. Now, we've been growing our direct user base year on year.
Yeah.
And we're literally doubling it.
Nice.
So I think that stands to the testimony of user growth.
Definitely. And it's not an easy thing. Even the larger platforms, I can't even think of half of those numbers as on today. But yes, commendable that you people have been able to double it year on year.
See, let me say this. We don't probably have even 1/10 of the resources that these larger platforms have. We don't. And neither mm-hmm. we claim to have them. But Kaushal, I think what works is when you are able to talk to them and mm-hmm. talk to them in a language which is not intimidating, give them content which is not intimidating.
True.
That is when you can attract masses in volume. Our game is volumes.
Definitely. Thanks. And how has this user growth transformed into revenue growth for the organization?
So user growth is directly proportional to the direct revenue growth for us, right? I stepped in here in September 2018. Like I said, we've grown year on year, literally doubled it year on year. And this year, those numbers I can't discuss with you, but I would like to clearly say that we are doubling not only the subscription base, but we are also doubling the revenue base. And this I'm talking from a direct revenue point of view. So I think touchwood, for all the innings seems to look good. We're working towards creating a content pipeline. And what we're working on towards is actually also for content creation, working on probably costs at, you know, 2/3 of what the industry is working on. So nice. You're trying to work towards a break-even platform scenario of digital, which will probably happen in the next financial year for us. And that mm-hmm. first ever for any OTT platform.
Really nice. Thanks. And Divya, recently I was just going through the Indian Content Leadership Awards 2020, and Alta Balaji has won several awards across categories for this particular award. What do you think is the secret sauce behind this many awards?
So I doubt if there's any secret sauce behind it, except for, like I said, you know, understanding what your customer wants. See, we've got the advantage of having an Ekta tool with us. But though Ekta doesn't literally create every show for us, we have, you know, about 30 people in the content team headed by content heads, right? So we have four content heads and each of them has their own team and everybody works on segmented shows. So, A, like I said, we have the advantage of Ekta's knowledge of working on the content for about 25 years, right? She's got her finger on the pulse of the Indian audience and she understands, you know. And then we have experts from across the industry, whether it's thriller, romance, you know, urban youth. And now we're also going to focus on the rural youth. So those are the genres also that we are creating, right? So I think Alt winning awards is more to do with the fact that we, A, like to work with people who have knowledge, who have a little bit of finger on the pulse of the Indian audience. And I think, like I said, what works better is that you create content which has more relatability with the audience of the country rather than creating content for the eclectic segment, which while probably get you applauses, but may not get you numbers. And I have seen that happening enough times across OTT segments. So, you know, mm-hmm. we've always said this, that movies get created, Jinko Critics Award milte hain, par box office opening is terrible because that is not the mass entertainment.
Yes.
So we are very clear that Alt Balaji is the place that will be loved by the masses and we create content for the masses of India.
Nice. Really good.
And by the way, sorry, I'll just add to it. That doesn't mean that we don't create shows that are not critically acclaimed. So for example, we've created Verdict. We've created Test Case. We've created Mob. We've created Codeb. We've created Mental Hood. These have been, and I'm talking only recently, we've created Bose, right? These mm-hmm. have been critically acclaimed by people as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we've tried to do is that along with the critical acclamation, we've also brought in an element of entertainment that cuts across to the masses and the classes alike. And that is when you start winning the
game. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Thanks. Thanks for answering that. Yeah, so while our overall topic was how Alta Balaji became one of the most popular OTT platforms in India, I tried my best to break up these questions into smaller ones. Other than this, things which you have already answered, do you think anything else was the reason why you people became one of the most popular OTT app? Any other success stories?
Because we've always stayed ahead of the industry trends. You know, one thing is, if you can just read the market a little early on, right? So for example, if it's, let's say, business partnerships, when we were exiting telco partnerships, so we were the first one to get into business partnerships like Airtel, Vodafone, Jio, you name it, we had it with everybody, right? And while we were exiting, every other OTT platform was actually tying up with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the time they were tying up with that, we got into a co-production deal, right? Similarly,
yes,
while OTT platforms were struggling with, you know, all sorts of devices, we said India is going to first grow mobile first. So let's get our app right on the mobile and evolve mobile-wise. And then we'll work with the multi-device strategy, right? So that's another trend that we stayed ahead with. Then while India was probably trying to figure out what content works and what content doesn't work, we had the advantage of Ekta on our hands. But that doesn't at any point of time means that we have not experimented. We've also experimented. We've also had failures. But I think for us, the percentage of failures probably were a little lesser because we just had more content experience, right? So these, and then our penetrating pricing. So if you look at the fact that all OTT platforms, ever since they launched, have had multiple pack launches, we at all have stuck true to our word and we have given you 300 rupees for a year and 100 rupees for a quarter. Everybody across the country, we are a global app. Even at the global ROW today, we've got almost 20% traffic coming from global. We've not changed our pricing. Why?
Interesting.
Because we just want to penetrate the market. That's why we are here. We're looking at volumes. We're not looking at a quick game of get in, get out. So it is always good to show a stability, keep a price point, you know, flat, and just keep banging that in the minds of the consumer. So these are a few things, I think, which have led to a lot of growth. Of course, we also work as a platform with a lot of recommendations from peers, from the industry, from the audience, from the influencers. We also have the advantage of a lot of actors choosing to debut on our platform. I think all that has led to this immense growth halt.
Great. Thanks. Divya, thanks for answering that. At least we have the broad level points as to why Altfology is one of the most popular platform. And this one particular point which you raised that, hey, doing it early on, doing it before the other OTT platforms even realize that, hey, there is a potential over here. Hacking that particular section has helped Altfology a lot. And thank you for sharing that. Now, we would like to ask you some questions at an individual level, more over and above the OTT. One specific question which I would like to ask you is, let's say if you could time travel at this specific moment, what suggestion would you give to yourself at the start of your career?
What suggestions do I give to myself?
Yeah, at the start of the career, because you are time traveling now. So
I would probably tell myself to get into media from early on. Or, you know, because I moved from retail, I spent about 8.5 years in retail, and then I moved into broadcast, and then I moved into telecom, and then I moved into music, and then into digital. So I've done almost 5 industries. So in a way, it's helped me a lot because I've been able to touch upon various sectors and have been able to understand marketing across all these. But I think if I had my way, probably my advice to a younger myself would be get into the media earlier on.
Okay, interesting. Thanks. And Divya, that was one of our last questions. How can the audience stay connected with you?
LinkedIn and Twitter, 2 best places to connect, follow, send me DMs, ask me questions. I'm happy to do that.
Perfect. And what we would do is we'll share the LinkedIn and the Twitter URL along with the show notes. So that should help the audience to stay connected.
Yeah.
Any other parting thoughts that you would have for our audience?
So I would say that, you know, I see a lot of people getting stressed about digital marketing and performance and, you know, Google campaigns and FB campaigns. I have a piece of advice that while you're doing your certificate courses, etc., and that's great, right? Fantastic. But nothing will give you the same kind of understanding as a hands-on experience. To crack the code, you need to get into it. And it's not that difficult. Digital is no longer an enigma that it used to be, especially for my age people. Let me put it like that.
Yeah.
If I can crack it, then everybody can.
Very true.
What I feel is that future is digital. What I also feel is that a lot of hygiene jobs will probably go away because of digital and artificial intelligence, etc. However, what will stay for people like us and human beings specifically in the future is disruption. So how do you create disruption is the question that will be the future mark for great jobs and great careers.
Thanks a lot for answering that, Divya. And it has been a great experience having you on this particular show. Thanks a lot for being on the show and sharing this insights with us.
Thank you so much, Kaushal. Thank you for having me here. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Growth Genius. I hope you learned something today that would help you to grow. If you did, please share this episode with your friends and family. If you are listening to this on the InfoDigit website, I would request you to use the podcast app on iPhone or download Google Podcast or Spotify on your Android phone. Subscribing to this podcast will ensure that you get the episodes regularly on your phone. The podcast icons near the audio streaming widget on the InfoDigit website should help you to navigate to the show on your podcast app. Also, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Growth Genius Show wherever you are listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out there and create growth for yourself and your company. Thank you.